University and college union strikes, more determined than ever. Cardiff at Cardiff University, every strike day UK members have picketed over a dozen university buildings, and held strike rallies of hundreds. Students have been involved on the strike committee. At one of the strike rallies, strike committee chair and Socialist Party member Lucy Riglin highlighted the casualization endemic in UK universities, one of the four main issues in this strike. Cardiff University is responding to criticism for employing academic staff on zero-hour contracts by kindly moving them on to two-hour contracts that guarantees them 2 hours work a year. Central to the dispute has been the slide towards insecure casualized work. Craig Gurney, a lecturer with 25 years' experience, explained, "I was moved onto a 17-hour week, but all of it was teaching time, so I'm expected to work unpaid as well. I was also told that, if I wanted to move to a full-time post, I had to submit research papers worked for in my own time. I've got 3 jobs, so just to keep up with that work, I routinely have to work until 3 or 4 in the morning, with profound implications for my physical and mental health. Colin Riordan, the vice chancellor, earns 10 times what I do, and let's be charitable, he has a difficult job to do, but I don't think he works 10 times as hard as I do. The main reason that there is a gender pay gap is that there are far more female colleagues on part-time precarious contracts than male colleagues, so equal pay overlaps the issue of precarity. Often we are not paid on time for casual hours worked, and I have to take our short-term loans just to meet basic bills. Last year we had to cancel our summer holiday because I wasn't paid on time. That is not acceptable. University staff are under enormous strain with a steep rise in mental health and the tragic suicide last year of Malcolm Manderson, who was suffering workload pressures. The university responded to Malcolm's suicide by putting locks on windows in university buildings, not reducing staff workload. No wonder UK members at Cardiff University have been so determined to see this strike through to the end. Dave Reid, London Socialist students led a large and loud contingent on the joint UQ, CWU and climate protest on Friday the 29th of November. Starting at Millett Street, the crowd grew as we marched past the different London universities, picking up strikers and students. We chanted loudly in support of our staff, "Say hey, say ho, pension cuts have got to go." In February 2018, when we were last protesting in support of UQ, was during a snowstorm. This time it was alongside the climate strikers. Our placards read "Socialist change, not climate change," and we made the call to get rid of the Tories and big business, which is destroying our planet for their profits and for climate jobs with decent pay. Speakers on the Socialist Students' Open Mic talked about the huge impact that Corbyn's policies would have on the lives of ordinary students and workers, and how the removal of the anti-trade union laws would mean workers like those in Royal Mail and in a number of universities who were prevented by striking this time would be able to strike against cuts and attacks to their working conditions. The demonstration met up with school students striking for the climate in Parliament Square before a rally. Helen Patterson leads, after having the highest number of pickets ever, around 200, outside Leeds University on the first day of the strike. Over 100 pickets have determinedly turned out most days. There's been a high level of support from other unions for the strikers. On Friday the 29th of November, Socialist Party member Ian Dalton addressed the strikers on behalf of Leeds Tuck, which had agreed to donate £200 to the strike's hardship fund. On the 2nd of December, Socialist Students members joined others in the Students Support Striking Staff Group protesting outside Leeds University Union, demanding they reverse their neutral stance on the strike. "Chants of students and workers unite and fight, shame on you, LUU and students not consumers" drew a crowd, and forced one of the sabbatical officers to come out and discuss with protesters. Leeds Socialist Party members Sheffield. Over 300 striking UK members and supporters from Sheffield and Hallam universities rallied on the 28th of November in the city centre over pay, conditions, workload and pensions. Angry at university employers and management, but very determined and upbeat due to solidarity and camaraderie on the picket lines. Alistair Tice,